The Justice Minister says one of the key successes of the government has been to convince people in South Sudan that the conflict has no ethnic overtones.
We formed something called Crisis Management Committee. Its mandate was to maintain stability and calmness among South Sudanese, and this has been a successful measure in sensitizing the population, especially in other states which were not affected by the rebellion, that what happened in Juba was not an ethnic feud, but a political disagreement among politicians from different ethnic backgrounds, from both sides of the government and the attempted coup plotters.
Unango says that after accomplishing its mission, the Crisis Management Committee has handed its duties over to a new committee. It's called the
Peace, Reconciliation and Healing Committee, headed by the Vice President.
He says that committee has gone around South Sudan, including to states that have been hard hit by the fighting. It's spreading
the same message that there was no any ethnic struggle based especially among the two major ethnic groups in my country, but it was a political struggle within the same party resulting into the armed conflict.
But President Obasanjo, who chairs an African Union Commission of Inquiry set up several months ago to investigate human rights abuses in South Sudan, says he doesn't see eye to eye with Unango on that point.
I do not want to contradict the position of my brother, the Minister of Justice. Yes, the recent problem, the one of the 15th of December, started as a political disagreement in Juba, but it quickly degenerated to an ethnic conflict, an ethnic dispute, if I can put it that way, and it has led particularly among two major ethnic groups, the Dinkas and the Nuers, it had led to a very, very bad situation.
Mr. Obasanjo says the saving grace of South Sudan is its people.
Wherever we go and meet these people in displaced camps, internally displaced persons camp, in refugees, they all say, we were one together, we were one before, we can still be one, but certain things have to take place.
Among the things that have to take place so that South Sudan can move from war to peace, he says, is
there must be genuine reconciliation, and part of the what should be involved in genuine reconciliation, is remorse. People must show remorse. Things have happened.
Justice Minister Unango also said in his speech that the government has made Juba safe again through a peace-building committee it set up.
This committee has succeeded in Juba in bringing out a lot of people from the IDPs, compound which was on the enemies. And those who have come out, the government has tried its level best to provide them with their basic needs. And also, the government has improved the security in the town by providing more police posts in those areas.
But again, a member of the panel in New York disagrees with him. Ibrahim Wani is the director of human rights for the UN mission in South Sudan.
Despite a de-escalation in the fighting, serious human rights problems persist in South Sudan. This includes violations and abuses related to continued sporadic fighting, often by proxies or in inter-ethnic clashes. There are continued reports of killings, mass displacement, overall insecurity, and the attendant disruption to the lives of civilians.
The latest UN data show that around 28,000 people are still sheltering at two UNMISS compounds in Juba. Joseph Contreras is a spokesman for the UN mission in South Sudan, and he says there is little evidence to support the Justice Minister's assertion that people who sought shelter in UN compounds are going back home.
As far as the number of internally displaced persons staying at the peacekeeping mission's bases are concerned, the latest estimate that I've seen is around 99,000 are staying at various bases of UNMISS nationwide. So I think it's fair to say that most of the people who we've been protecting for these past months are still staying on our premises.
Mr. Obasanjo says South Sudanese investigators who have been helping his team are expected to wrap up their work this month and will then report to the AU commission he leads. While he would not second-guess the findings of the local investigators, Obasanjo was certain about one thing.
There's no doubt that there has been gross violation of human rights in South Sudan. And it's across the board. No South Sudan leader can claim innocence.
Mr. Obasanjo did not say when the Commission of Inquiry's final report will be completed. Tomorrow, President Salva Kiir will address the UN General Assembly. South Sudan in Focus will carry his speech in a special broadcast. For VOA News, I'm Karen Zeitvogel.